With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is really based on about, 10 years worth of research from different labs at Stanford and Harvard that saw that when you expose animals of different ages, you can actually sort of change the way that they age. In one instance, you expose an old animal to young blood and you can make it younger. And last year, there was a lot of media attention on this idea of rejuvenation. But we and the labs at Harvard and Stanford made another observation, which is not just is young blood good for the old organism, but it seemed like old blood was actually bad for the young organism. In this case, we're using mice. So just exposing a young mouse to old blood actually gave it some sort of aging hallmarks.
Can we just dig into this a little bit more? Just qualify what you mean by exposing a young mouse to old blood.
Yeah, so we did two experiments. In the first experiment, we actually used a surgical technique where you basically make Siamese twins. You actually connect a young animal to an old animal so that two hearts are now actually pumping one mixed bloodstream. The other way was just injections of blood plasma, just sort of the factors themselves, almost like the juice of the blood.
You were specifically looking in this paper at what happens in the nervous system. So what does actually happen when you do this?
In order to test cognitive function, we try and sort of use experiments or tasks that mimic things that we ourselves as humans do. For instance, I work in San Francisco and I park my car every day. And we have a very nice parking lot where I can actually see Golden Gate Bridge. And usually I park near an elevator so that I don't have to walk very much. And I'll go work for however many hours. I come back and my brain is going to use those cues. It's going to look at Golden Gate Bridge, elevator, and then take me to my car. That same idea, spatial learning and memory, can then be tested in mice. And what we then do is we use water mazes and we put these spatial cues around the room and we put a hidden platform in this pool of water. And they learn, based on those cues, where that platform is to get out. A young animal is really good at finding that platform. An older animal isn't as good as finding that platform. Sort of like with us, you end up seeing older people kind of using their car alarm to find their car rather than using those cues around the parking lot.
And what happens? What do you find?
So one of the pro-aging factors that we found, the one we focused on in our study, is known as beta-2 microglobulin. That's a mouthful. We call it B2M. It turns out that this molecule is interesting because it has almost this double life where it's involved in the immune response, but in the brain, it's also involved in how it develops. When we're very young, we have too many connections and we have to sort of refine the connections. And these molecules are also involved in that process. So it's this really interesting molecule, this B2M, that could both have an immune role and a role in development that we thought, okay, this is an interesting candidate to pursue.
And so in your groups of mice that are doing these cognitive tests, you challenge them by artificially increasing the level of this stuff. What does it do to their brain function?
Well, when we just injected this protein, B2M, into either the blood or the brain, we actually saw cognitive impairments. These young mice that normally learn really, really well how to find this platform all of a sudden had impairments. They made more errors. They acted more like the older animals did. Now, what was interesting about it is if we allowed the animals to just recover over a month, we no longer injected it, their memory actually was restored. So while the protein is there, they're impaired. But after the protein goes away, they can recover. And I think that's really important from a therapeutic standpoint.
What is it doing then in the nervous system to have that reproducible effect, or at least have an effect which, when you remove it, allows the nervous system to recover?
Yeah, so this protein, B2M, doesn't work by itself. It actually works together with another molecule. It's known as MHC1. So these two guys together actually can signal to the immune system, and these two guys together are also what signal in the brain how to sort of refine connections. Well, we actually think that that's also how this is working. B2M is working together with MHC1 and somehow driving impairments. Now, there's still a lot of research to be done, so we actually don't know what's the contribution of the immune part and what's the contribution of just the neuronal part, the brain part? So we're still figuring that out. But what we do know is that they work together.
Given the aging-related cost that's being incurred by making this chemical in the body, why do you think the body is paying that price? There must be some reason why it does this and forces us to age in this way.
On the one hand, we can think about it, if it is just the result of inflammation, we have this chronic inflammation just over time. Another interpretation could be, you know, these molecules are really important during development in our brain. You know, in order to make those connections the way that they need to be, we need these molecules. So it may just be this idea that something that is necessary when we're young then becomes detrimental, especially in high levels when we're old.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.